Well, good morning, everyone. Don't get too excited this morning, guys. So I'm going to continue in our series on your inheritance. We're going to do part five this morning. And I've entitled it, Standing in Your Inheritance. Standing in Your Inheritance. Can you do me a favor? Can I pray for you and you pray for me at the same time? Because, I just feel I need some prayer this morning. All right? So let us pray together. So Father, we thank you. I thank you, O God, for every heart that would hear your word. And Father, I thank you, O God, that your word will go forth, O God. And Father, it will accomplish all that it's set to accomplish. And Father, I know that it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your Spirit that I can do this. And so, Father, I just pray, Lord, that you would continue to encourage my spirit to speak your word this morning. And Father, I just thank you for the fruit of your word that will bear in its season. And Father, I just thank you for every heart that hears your word this morning, in Jesus' name, amen. So if you have your Bibles with you, or your iPads, or your iPhones, I don't know what a BlackBerry is, no, I'm joking, if you have a BlackBerry, your Android, whatever it is, please turn with me to 2 Corinthians 5. Verse 17. And while you're turning there, I'm just on this journey, and those that, if you've heard me pray or encourage us in my prayers, I'm on this journey of what it is to be in Jesus. What does that mean? What does that look like? How does that shape us? And the more I'm learning what it is to be in Christ, the more freedom it's bringing, at least as I'm learning. And so in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if you're there, say, yes, yes. I just felt like changing it up this morning. Therefore, if anyone is in themselves, he is a new creation. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is an old creation. He is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Behold, the new has come. And I think the musos this morning laid a wonderful platform in terms of what I want to speak on today. If you flip in your Bible to Ephesians 3, verse 13. And when you're there, say, yeah. All right. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, so that we were the first to hope in Christ. So that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of His glory. In Him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of His glory. And so we see that as good and as vast and as wonderful your inheritance is, my inheritance is, what good is our inheritance if we don't understand how to actually stand there or live there? And so we must first understand that God put us in the safest place that He knows. And that's in His Son, Jesus. When we accepted Christ, He put us in the safest place, which is in His Son. And so, when we accepted Christ, we became heirs and co-heirs. And so what that means is that everything that Jesus was given to by the Father when He ascended to heaven, we also have that same inheritance here on earth. Are you with me? And so in chapter 8, verse 35 to 37, it says, "So who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." And so we see here in this scripture, who can separate us from the love of God? Nothing, right? Nothing can separate us. So if nothing can separate us from the love of God, then nothing can separate us from the joy of God. Nothing can separate us from the peace in God. Nothing can separate us from our rest in God. Right? If nothing can separate us from His love, then we can't be separated from anything else, because we are in Christ Jesus. And so as we are in Christ Jesus, so He is in us. And there's a partnership there. There's a relationship there. And so if I am in Christ Jesus, then that means that all my circumstances are in Him as well. All my problems are in Him. All my issues are in Him. Not with Him, in Him. All my crises are in Him. Every difficulty is in Him. Because we can't be separated from Him. Are you with me? If this is going over your head, I hope not. So He includes everything that is happening to you as His business. Everything we go through, because we are in Christ, it's His business. And He wants it to be His business. It's not like when things are going good, we can handle it by ourselves, and then when things are going bad, we say, okay, Jesus, you can step back into the picture. It just doesn't work that way. And that is the mindset that a lot of us have to overcome. Because we think that there's a separation, that when I sin, He steps away. And when I do good, or when I do good works, or when things are really going well, and me and Him are really on a, we're boys, we have this incredible friendship, then I can step back into Christ. But the truth is that there is no separation. Because one of the things we as a church need to understand and live by is that once we receive Jesus into our hearts, that old nature died. And this new creature, this new creation was born again. Therefore, my old nature died at the cross. And then my new nature that I step into becomes my actual new nature now. Are you with me? And so as a new creation, we have to be people of faith. We have to be people of joy. We have to be people of peace. We have to be people of faith and expectation. Because that is our new nature. And when we are a new creation, then that's why negativity, fear, worry, anxiety, doubt, when we get these thoughts, we have to deal with it because it's not part of our inheritance. Those things actually died at the cross. And so we're not really dealing, we're not learning to deal with our sin nature anymore. What Christ is actually helping us to do is to walk in righteousness now. So it's not about our sin nature anymore, because that died. Worry, that's dead. Fear, no, that's dead. Negativity, that's dead. Low self-esteem, that's dead. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're so dead. And some of you, I hope you didn't really mean that, okay? Unless the parents are talking to their kid, be like, you're so dead. And so the brilliant thing about being in Christ is that we get to experience His nature in everything we go through. When we're in Him, He's our coach. He's our leader. He's the man with the master plan. Because He's in us and we are in Him. And so when we get to go through issues in our life and circumstances, we actually get to see how He would go through it. We actually get to see how He would handle it because He's in us. I almost feel like there's a big hole right here, and I'm going to be sucked into it because that was supposed to be a joke, but yeah. It's like swallowing a watermelon then, okay? That's how. See, when you face anything in life, in Christ you have this incredible opportunity for Him to show you who He is in you, with you, and for you. And your inheritance is so big because God is so big. And our inheritance is full of joy, full of peace, full of pleasures forevermore, full of rest. And so we have to understand that whatever we see in God, He actually sees in us. When we say, God, You're so wonderful, guess what? He actually looks at us and says, hey, Vince, You're so wonderful. Whatever we think of Him, He thinks exactly of us. When we say, God, I love you so much, He says, my son, my daughter, I love you so much. When we say, you are such a good God, He says, and you are such a good people. Because there's no negativity in Him. Remember, when He sees you as complete. He doesn't see you as broken. Because that's what the cross did. The cross made you. His resurrection made you complete. You are a new creation. Therefore, you are complete in Him. And so how many of us, we love following celebrities. We love researching about them. Some of us probably even follow them on Twitter. Maybe even their Facebook page if we're really wanting to know what's going on. And do you know that in heaven, there's a spotlight on you? That you are actually in the spotlight? In heaven, if they had a Twitter account, they would be following you. I'm serious. Yeah. If you don't have a Twitter account, then maybe you just don't get it. You see, as we follow the celebrities here on earth, guess what? We're actually celebrities up in heaven. Because did you know that before Christ died on the cross, we were this new creation that was never here on the earth before. This new creation that I'm sure in heaven they are just in. Christ dwells in them, and they dwell in Him. That is who we are. We just walk around and be like, I am a celebrity up in heaven. Yeah. I am somebody. Don't laugh too much. So understanding that we are in Christ is vital to not just receiving our inheritance, but actually living in it. And so one of the key things in living in our allotted land is understanding our placement. And so, there's always a battle between our state and our standing in Christ. And essentially, our state is we see ourselves outside of Christ. And how do we see ourselves outside of Christ, is when we start to think those negative things. When we worry, when we have fear, when we have anxiety. We try and go back to the old man. But that old man is dead. And you see, we see ourselves as weak, powerless, incapable. And we see that in Numbers, when we read Numbers chapter 13, verse 25 to 33. This is a story of when the spies go out with Caleb, and they go out and spy the land, and they come back with a report stating that we are like grasshoppers in our own eyes. And you see, when we dwell in our state, that's how we see ourselves, is that we are grasshoppers in our own eyes. And that's how the enemy does. The enemy comes and he convinces us that he's stronger than us, tougher than us, badder than us, and causes us to view ourselves like grasshoppers. And the thing that's incredible is that what they saw turned their thinking into such a negative place that was so destructive that they couldn't inherit the promises of God. And actually the report that they came back was of such a huge influence that everybody was paralyzed. And they all started to shout at Moses saying, why did God bring us out here? That is what our state can cause. But now our standing is who we are, is who we are really in our placement in Christ Jesus. And essentially it's, what are you portraying? Who are you portraying? Because no one is challenged to the grace of God. Do you know that? Even your family and your friends that you think there are no way on earth, there's nobody that's challenging to the grace of God. And when Jesus died, what were his last words? It is finished. What was finished? That means that I am literally robbing you of all of your sin, your insecurities, your doubts, your fears, your anxieties. I'm robbing you of that. And in place of that, you don't ever have to do that. You don't ever have to be in that place anymore. Because what I'm going to do now is I'm going to give you a new life and cause you to be born again in me. Born into my righteousness, my holiness, my faith, my grace, my generosity. And all that I am including is fullness in me. And then you thought that was good news. And then he says, I'm going to give you my Holy Spirit that will lead you into all truth. And you're going to be empowered by my Spirit that I give you. And so by all this, we get to experience the fullness of Christ because he lives in us. He lives in us. And so we should be the most secure people in the world. We shouldn't have all these battles of insecurities because we're in Jesus. And if I'm in Jesus, what else matters? Nothing else matters. Yeah. So in other words, sorry, that just triggered another song. If you're visiting with us, yeah, sometimes songs come to my head. And so he took care of our past to give us a great future. Agree? That's what amen means. Agree. So if you want to say amen, say amen. And in Romans 8:12 it says, so then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. And so we see that there's two expressions in this scripture when it comes to our relationship with God. One is Abba, meaning daddy, and Father, which is Father. And what Abba means, it's almost like our default. And when we want all of our needs met, when we want our daddy to take care of us, that's our default. We call on Abba. And then Father, that's When you say, when you hear daddy and when you hear father, means two different things. But the biggest difference between Abba and father is that a child can always get their needs met. A son always moves into their inheritance. And so are we going to be a people that just wants to be a people that wants God to meet all our needs? And that's great. But there also has to be a growth, an elevation within us, that we proactively move into our inheritance as sons and daughters. Because essentially all we are is, not all we are, but one of our biggest purposes here is that we are God's expression here on earth. And we get to demonstrate, God gets to demonstrate through us what the kingdom is all about. We are God's visual aid in the earth as what abundance looks like, what peace looks like, what unconditional love looks like. And so when we accept our inheritance and walk in the fullness and abundance of all it entails, not only do our needs get met, but we move into a place of meeting the needs of the people around us. That is our inheritance. That is what it means to be in Christ. One of my favorite scriptures is in 1 Corinthians 13:11, and it says, "When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put away the childish things." Abba, Father. Let us be a people that put away the childish things. And let us be a people that actually go after our inheritance. We go after it. We've conquered it. We get to live in it. And like the last time I was up here that I was so wonderful tweeted about, is ain't nobody going to take my inheritance away from me. I'm serious. Ain't nobody going to take away my inheritance. Ain't nobody going to come in between me and God. Can't nobody. Okay. I'm just You see, living in your inheritance comes down to just this simplicity. Down to knowing who you are and whose you are. Everything else is all that and a bag of chips. And some fried wings. And sizzling bacon. No, I'm joking. You guys getting hungry yet? Don't worry, we'll be done shortly. Just hang in there. Hang in there. I just want us to get this simple truth. Just a simple truth that we are in Christ. We are in Him and He is in us. And once you just grasp just the concept of it, it causes us just to be different. We think differently, we talk differently, the way we relate to each other is different. It's like, hey, you're in Christ, so am I. Hey, you're in Christ, so am I. There's nothing different about us. And so, this is what it means. In case you didn't get anything I've just said, I'm going to sum it up with this. So in our new standing, this is what we are. You're a new creation. You're a people of His possession. You're a royal priesthood. You're alive to God. All grace abounds towards you. All sufficiency is in you through Him. You're anointed. You're the apple of God's eye. And He is, so are we in this earth. You're baptized into one Spirit. You're baptized into Christ in His death. You're being perfected. I'm just getting started. You are the beloved. You are blameless. You're blessed. You're blessed with the spiritual blessing. You got bold access into the throne of God. You're as bold as a lion because you're born again. You're part of the bride. You're buried with Christ in His death. You can do all things through Christ. You're a chosen generation. Christ indwells you with all His fullness. You're a co-heir with Christ. You're created for good works. You're curse-free. You're dead to sin. You're dead with Christ. You're declared holy. You're a disciple. You're the elect. You're enriched. Everything works in your favor. You're enriched in all knowledge. You're faithful. You're a fellow citizen. You're free. You're free from sin. He's freely given you all things. You're a friend of Christ. You're fruitful. You're gifted. You've been all things. You're the habitation of God. You have the mind of Christ. He's at work in you. He's for you, not against you. You're healed. You're hidden in Christ. You're highly favored. You are His body. You are His fullness. You are His possession. You are His workmanship. You are a holy nation. You are a holy priesthood. You're increasing in the knowledge of God. You're inseparable from the love of God. You're a jewel in His eye. You're a joint heir with Jesus. You're justified. The kingdom of God is within you. You're a king. You're a priest. You're a ruler. You're known by Him. You're lacking in nothing. You're the light of the world. You're living by faith. You live by God's word. You're a living stone. You're made in His image. You're made rich in everything. You're more than conqueror. You're a new creation. You have a sound mind. You are ordained. You're a different people. You're the people of God. You're the pillars of God. You're prepared for good works. You're protected. You're purified. You're raised with Christ in resurrection life. You are redeemed. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You're a royal priesthood. You're a saint. You're the salt of the earth. You're sanctified. You're saved. You're sealed. You're seated with Him in heavenly places. You're a servant of God. You share His authority. You're the sheep of His pasture. You're strengthened by Him. You're the elect of God. You're the friends of God. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. You're transformed. You're a vessel of honor. You walk by faith. You walk in newness of life. You're a warrior. You're witnesses. And you are absolutely, unequivocally worthy of the Lord. So if you didn't get anything I said in the first half hour or whatever it's been, that's who you are in Christ Jesus. That's who we are in Christ Jesus. Ain't no stopping us now. I'm moving on. So do me a favor. Can you just let the dead man be dead? And let us be alive in Christ. The dead man's been buried. So can we stop going back to that old man? Can we stop going back to that person? He's dead. Why would you want to resurrect something that's dead? Why would we want to let fear rule our lives? It's dead. Because perfect love casts out all fear. I know it's a paradigm shift for some of us. But once we understand that that dead man, his dead ways, he's just so dead. And now I'm in this new creation, alive in Christ. That is the beauty of our inheritance. That is the beauty of it. And so, I actually had two pictures. And first picture I had is someone in a glass box, and the space is confined, and you almost feel like you're suffocating. And then the second picture I had right after that is a big open piece of land. It's vastness, it's large, it's big. It's like maybe going up a mountain and just looking, and you just see all this land. And this is what I sense, is that there are people today who are ready to bust out of the confined space of themselves. You're frustrated of your mindset. You need to bust out of the place you're in and occupy a space that is bigger than yourself so that you can grow into that space. It's like I'm in the midst of moving, right, where we're looking to move in the next couple of months. Not because we want to move, but because our house is confined right now. And we need a bigger house for our kids to grow into, for our family to grow into. And for some of us, you've boxed yourself in. And you're saying, enough is enough. I need to break out. I need to bust out so that I can grow into a new place in God. Because this is what God is doing in two things God is doing in us. He's growing who Jesus is inside of us by transforming our mind and our hearts. And the second thing is, God also gives us an allotted space in our life, and He wants us to occupy that space and grow to fill that space. And so, simply put, your inheritance is you stepping out and stepping into all that God has for you, not just for you, but for the world around you. So your family, your friends, your co-workers, whoever you encounter, they actually get to see and be a part of your inheritance. This is where we say, thank you, Jesus, for my inheritance. Thank you that I have an inheritance. No longer do I have the inheritance of Adam, but my inheritance now is in Jesus. Remember, that guy is just so dead. That woman, just so dead. Now I'm alive in Christ, and I am a new creation. Doesn't matter what you think. Doesn't matter what people think. It's who I know who I am in Christ. And I was going to end in worship, but I want to be respectful of our Feast of Nations. But you know that song, In Christ Alone? When you have time, go home, go on YouTube, or however else you stream music legally. I was going to do a hashtag, but forget it. But do me a favor, go and listen to that song. In Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground. Firm. Firm. Beneath the drought and storm, right? What heights of love, what depths of peace. When fears are still and striving cease, my cornerstone, my all in all, here in the love, in the joy, in the peace, in the rest, in the security of Christ. That's not the song, but I'm adding it. That's in who I stand. Amen? Amen. Father, I thank you for your word. And Father, I thank you that we can be secure in you. Father, I thank you that you have our best interests in mind. And Father, I thank you that every issue, every circumstance, every problem, whatever it is, Father, that we are in you. And Father, that's why your word says, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. In other words, you don't need to be handling that. It's actually mine. So give it back to me. Father, help us to walk in the newness of life as a new creation, knowing that the old man, he's just so dead, and the new man has been made alive in Christ Jesus. And Father, let that be the way we live our lives, that we are not controlled by what the world says, but we are controlled by, not controlled, but we are part of your kingdom, O God. And your kingdom overrides the world system. And so, Father, we thank you that you would so love us, that you would send your Son for us to die on a cross, that the old man would be dead, and that we can walk in this newness of life. And Father, help us every single day to walk in the newness of life. Help us each and every day, Holy Spirit, to walk in righteousness, to walk in love, to walk in peace, to walk in faith, trusting you. And Father, we just thank you for all that you're going to do. And Father, as we prayed earlier, that your word would not return void. So would your word now bear fruit in each and every life here today. In Jesus' name, amen.